For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank. The mayors of Shelby County are enacting the strictest measures yet in the race to slow the spread of coronavirus. Through executive orders, residents are now required to stay home except for doing essential tasks. Non-essential businesses will be closed. As WKNO's Katie Reardon reports, officials say quick action now could prevent a possible shortage of medical care as the number of cases in the county rises to nearly 100.
Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland led the flurry of orders that will be enforced countywide starting today.
Memphians will be required to stay home unless they have essential business or health care needs.
Grocery stores, gas stations, and restaurants with pickup or delivery can stay open, but salons, theaters, gyms, and various other non-essential retail will be closing up shop or risking a citation.
Beyond all of that, I think it will be enforced through the social pressure of all of us.
At a later press conference, County Mayor Lee Harris ordered similar restrictions and closures for the entire county. He said inconvenience is no excuse for further delay.
There's no doubt about it. The coronavirus is a major disruption to our way of life, and we can expect that it could be a pretty long-lasting effect on our way of life.
The county mandate can be renewed every 7 days. Harris says he hopes businesses and individuals will do their part rather than invite enforcement.
So in the first instance, we'll politely ask people to be compliant, but we might, you know, we do have a stronger set of options should the need arise.
In a worst-case scenario, Harris says non-compliant county businesses would likely be shut down by the sheriff's department. The mayors of all six municipalities coordinated the timing of orders as advised by health officials to prevent hotspots for new infections. Harris is in discussions with neighboring counties like DeSoto to extend the reach of shutdowns. The number of cases of COVID-19 in Shelby County jumped to 93 as of Monday afternoon, with just over 100 people under quarantine. Across the state, there are over 600 cases. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.
This is 91.1. More news at WKNOFM.org.